Next up, we have a case law update. And we have Kevin Gregg, who is the partner in the San Diego office of Kurzban, Kurzban, Tetzeli, and Pratt. And he's also the host of the weekly immigration case law podcast, Immigration Review. So if you don't listen to that, add that to your list of things to listen to. And thanks to traffic in Austin caused by he who shall not be named, who happens to be here, Jonathan Levy, who is a senior staff attorney with American Gateways, is now joining us by Zoom because the roads are shut down and he can't get here. So at American Gateways, he handles a variety of different kinds of cases, removal defense, family-based cases. So let's turn it over to our Zoom panelists to talk to us about case law updates.
Well, thank you very much. All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I wish that I could be there with all of you. My wife and I just welcomed a new baby, and I'm trying to limit travel. I can't see anybody. I can just see an empty desk where Jonathan and I are supposed to be. But I can only assume that it is a raucous crowd right now of just incessant cheering where people cannot even contain themselves. And I hope everybody can see what's up above my shoulder. I'm trying to give the Texas love, even though I'm in San Diego. Right before this, I literally typed in Texas Zoom background, and this is what came up. So I think it's pretty indicative, and I hope it's not offensive to anyone, this giant cow bull thing. So I guess we'll say next slide. Jonathan and I are gonna go through some of the cases. Oh, but mostly bad. That's right. Yeah. You know, when we do the immigration case law from the year, it's mostly bad, but we're going to touch on almost all good. Here we go. One of the funniest slides you'll ever see. It's really intelligent. If you don't think it's funny, it's probably on you. We're going to go through all of the Supreme Court cases. I'm going to just first touch on Brown v. United States before I pass over to Jonathan to go over Wilkinson, because Brown's not an immigration case, but it's one that I think that all immigration practitioners should know, especially if you're doing immigration. This is the Armed Career Criminal Act context, and essentially Justice Alito and the majority said that when comparing state statutes to see if it's an ACCA predicate, that is categorical approach, whether or not it's going to enhance a federal conviction, you look at the definition of the state offense at the time of conviction, which we all know, and then the definition of the sentence enhancement at the time of conviction as well. And that doesn't really make sense to me, but I assume the Armed Career Criminal Act is different. I'm not quite sure how that would work in immigration. Just keep this in mind. I guess, of course, if it helps your client argue that you should be comparing the state offense definition to the removability provision at the time of conviction. But my understanding of the categorical approach in immigration is that if the removability definition has changed, like, you know, crime of violence and board, then you're comparing it to the removability definition as of the time of the merits hearing or at USCIS adjudication, what have you. But just keep this in mind because it's interesting. That is what it is, but most interesting to me with Brown is the fact that Justice Alito appears to have said for a 6-justice majority that Florida's definition of cocaine is broader than the federal definition of cocaine as of 2015, because in 2015, the federal government legalized some drug, a derivative of cocaine, called 1-2-3-iofloprane, which apparently is used to treat Parkinson's disease, and Florida still criminalizes possession of 1-2-3-iofloprane. That's pretty interesting. I'm not sure if Justice Alito knows exactly what he's talking about there, but I have a feeling that maybe Texas and other states are still criminalizing 1-2-3-iofloprane. And here's a Supreme Court decision saying that makes a state statute overbroad vis-a-vis the federal definition as of 2015. So take that and run with it.